there wasn't any time to think. You know, that happens, and there is that moment of calm where you're waiting, but suddenly that immediate danger's passed, so you want to get away from that situation. So I clambered out the car and heard some children screaming, and a mother saying, take my son, take my baby.
These were children crying, were they?
Crying. They were in a vehicle in towards the middle of the lorry that had crashed. I think they must have been quite, their accident must have been quite slow. Take my baby. So I carried the baby over the central reservation while my girlfriend clambered out the car.
Hold on, did you have to lift this baby from her mother's arms or what?
Yeah, I took the baby from the mother and carried him over the central reservation to get away from the danger while my girlfriend clambered out the car.
What was this lady doing, the mom, where was she?
She was trying to get her husband out of the car who'd broken his ankle in the impact, in their collision. And she also had another toddler who she was trying to take care of and who we were trying to move away from the immediate danger. And then while that happened, one of the lorries lit. It was like touch paper. It just went up so quickly. And that was when we realised the immediacy of our danger.
You mean the lorry blew up?
No. The canvas side, just caught fire. Must have had some fuel residue on it, and it spread along the side. Like sometimes you see those fireworks that drizzle down. It's like the opposite of that. The flames just took across the side of the lorry, and we realised we had to get out because there were cars when there was fuel on the road, obviously, and things were going to blow up. And if you've seen the images on television, the fire was horrific, and that was right where both these cars were, and me and this family of people were. And all this time, my dad was in the car saying, someone needs to get me out, I can't walk, I need my crutches, you know, really worried. So I had the baby in my arms, and I was on the other side of the central reservation, and there was debris on the southbound carriage, the other side, and a massive chunk of car just flew over the top of me holding this young baby in my hand, nearly took us both out, we'd have died.
What do you mean, flew over you?
So there was debris on the other side of the road from the crash, and a car coming down, the other cars couldn't possibly have seen what happened because it was so quick, hit a chunk of, it was a bumper, I think, which then came off the floor and flew above me holding the baby because I was on the wrong side of the road, as it were, in facing oncoming traffic. So oncoming traffic hit this piece of bumper that flew over the top of me and the baby. So that was, admit, that was pretty close to being catastrophic.
And presumably you don't know where to go with this baby. You've got a baby in your arms.
Yeah.
You want to protect them.
Yeah.
But where do you go with him when you're in the middle of this nightmare?
The decision was made for me because the mum had got the other side of the fire. So the fire was cocooned in our like horseshoe and the mother had gone the other side. So she took the baby and made a break for it to get away. She took the baby back from me. Because she managed to get the toddler through, over and through the barrier, and she took the baby and went off down the road away. Well, I got my dad out of the car and helped her husband, who'd fractured his ankle, to walk to a safe place a bit further down the road. But you don't know where to go. You're looking around, and there's nowhere safe. There's fire on your side of the carriageway, or there's oncoming traffic coming at you at 70 miles an hour.
And the fire... I've been close to scenes of fire before. The heat obviously is intense, but when you're in that situation, Tom,
yeah,
that feeling of heat, has that stayed with you? That intensity?
I think we were away before it was too hot to handle. We got away from it quite quickly, but while we were relatively close, you could hear packages exploding in the back of this lorry, bang, bang, and initially, we thought it was a fuel lorry because it was yellow. So we thought, oh, my God, it's a fuel lorry. That whole thing's going to go up. But you have to picture the scene that while this is not the only family that need help, and there are other people in cars, vehicles, shouting, help me, I'm trapped. And there's this huge dilemma. You have to take the people you can away from danger. You know, my dad couldn't walk. He's on crutches. Had to get him to safety, had to get the man who couldn't move because he'd broken his ankle.
Did you actually see people pleading for help, trapped in their cars?
Yeah. Yeah, there was one, the car that nearly hit me and my girlfriend, there was a lady trapped inside there.